Hey, I'm Jonathan Goodman, and I wanted to welcome you to our Highly Wealthy Fit Pro series. I'm psyched to have you here because this could be the start of something big for you. So today I'm going to be sharing three crucial time management strategies shared by many of the wealthiest fit pros. And tomorrow's video, I'm going to be helping you overcome the flawed advice for generating referrals in addition to sharing a system for aggressively going after them. Then in 2 days, we're going over one of my favorite subjects, pricing, or as I like to call it, how to get paid more and work for less time. So let's dig in. Productivity is the deliberate, strategic investment of your time, talent, intelligence, energy, resources, and opportunities in a manner calculated to move you measurably closer to meaningful goals. This is a quote that I came across. Google tells me that it's from Dan Kennedy. Productivity is not just about doing more. It's about creating more impact with less work. You don't need to be more efficient. Getting more done isn't the answer. What you need to be is more effective. You see, the busiest CEOs in the world have the same amount of hours in the day as you do. If you feel like you're too busy, then you don't have a time problem. You've got a time management problem, and it's time to fix it. The three crucial strategies you'll learn today will help you take back control of your schedule. Just so you know, it's not just my strategies that I'm sharing. Far from it. You see, for the past 8 years, my team and I have published over 1,000 articles from over 400 experts. Since 2011, we've had 20 million fit pros read our online materials, and we've sold tens of thousands of books to professionals in 89 countries. So through all of this work, our team has identified the three crucial time management strategies that I'm about to share with you. What follows is going to be logical. You're going to understand it completely. Most of it will be obvious to you. Not only that, you'll agree on the principles, and you will immediately recognize how they will improve your productivity. What follows are good strategies, but they're not revolutionary. Very little that matters actually is. Odds are that you've heard all of this advice before. Now, even though you've heard this before, my guess is that it's not a part of your daily practice. Those that have the discipline to spend 5 minutes every day and take control of their time and stick with it for months and years on end reap immense benefits. When it comes to productivity and time management, you see, it's execution, not innovation, that matters. The words of motivational speaker Jim Rohn are apt here when he said that it's no wonder he's doing so well. Look at everything he does. I love it. Makes total sense. So often we look at what people have and we try to copy it. You see, you're unique. Your ideal business is yours and yours only. With this in mind, you must emulate the actions of the best because it's the actions that led them to where they are and where you want to be. We can gain much more by identifying the 1 to 3 things that the wealthiest fit pros do every day without fail than we can trying to copy whatever sales page or product or service offering we find on their websites or social media platforms. Fortunately for you, we've already done the work to identify the actions to emulate. These organizational processes help the wealthiest fit pros focus and be more effective in the time that they have to work. Now, before I get to these three crucial strategies, I want to share the common theme amongst all of them. It's proactivity. Poor fit pros who falter and flounder and eventually fail spend their valuable time reacting to the business they've already built or fallen into. From the minute they wake until the end of the day when their heads touch their pillows, they're reacting to emails, to client requests, to about a million other things, and it's exhausting. These poor people work hard, but at the end of the day, they've got nothing to show for it. Our people have already made the shift from an exhausting and useless reactive state to a progressive, proactive, and productive business, one where they dictate the terms. They spend the time on the important tasks and they push forward. You see, a hallmark of highly wealthy fit pros is that they spend time proactively working on their business, maximizing the effects of the time that they invest. This is what I want for you. And the three crucial strategies I'm going to share with you now will help. The first strategy is touch it once. Picture this. It's finally time to get to work. So you open your email. The inbox is full. Every email is about something different. You start at the top, opening the first email. It's a quick question from a client about a program. Cool, that's easy. You fire back an answer and are on a roll. The next email is promotional. Click delete, done. You're crushing it. This is easy, right? Next up is another client who has to cancel a session and wants to reschedule. Now, you don't have your calendar open, so you mark that email as unread and move to the next, opening a message about a referral, which of course you want to give the proper attention to. So you also mark it unread and you move on to the next. But just then, you remember that you haven't actually written the program for your client coming in later this evening. So you shut off your email and write the program, takes priority at this time, not realizing that you just spent 20 to 30 minutes on email and basically accomplished nothing. If this sounds familiar, then the touch it once rule is for you. Personally, it's my second favorite in this list of three. When you sit down to work on a task, you must finish what you start. You gotta complete it. You gotta check it off your list. This isn't just for email, but it's the easiest example to showcase the importance of the rule. Incorporate the touch it once rule into everything that you do. The touch it once rule. Finish what you start. The second strategy is to make great use of lists and folders. Poor fit pros drown in busy work. As a result, they're busy people who never produce any tangible results. If you feel like you're dedicated, devoted, and work hard, but don't seem to be getting anywhere with your business, then you probably fall into this category. And what I'm saying may just be the tough love that you need right now. Fortunately, there's opportunity in this, and there's a way out, but the first step is admitting that something needs to change. The second is to take back control by creating a host of folders and lists. So first, let's talk folders. I'll continue using my example of email to demonstrate the strategy, but this does go well beyond email. Anyway, in your email, create a folder for client inquiries, programs to write, and stuff to read. Then, the way to implement the touch it once rule I just went over is to rip through your email, quickly organizing it and filing it. In doing this, you can focus on one task, like, for example, answering client questions or writing programs, which you put in another folder. You see, clearing email isn't a task. Email is where tasks accumulate. And if you don't manage your email, it's going to manage you. But let's move on away from email for a minute. Here's another specific example that shows you how to use folders to organize information and make better use of your time. So if you're like me, then you love the feeling of finding an interesting looking article online. It's exciting. The problem is that if you click to read it, you lose concentration and you get pulled away from what you're doing. To offset this, I use a free app called Evernote to solve this problem. It's installed on my browser and the iPad, and it syncs across both devices. Then, in my account, I created a folder aptly titled To Read Later. And whenever I come across something that looks interesting, I simply tap the browser Evernote Clipper, which has been preset to save a simplified version of the article to this folder. Then, once a week, I have a block in my schedule dedicated to reading whatever material I came across that past week. When that time comes, I open my iPad and I have all of this great material ready for me to sift through, all at once with a cup of coffee. The entire process took me less than 5 minutes to set up, and it saved me hours in addition to providing me improved focus on my reading. Really, I mean, this is where it gets fun, but let's move on to lists. You gotta plan your day in advance. Before going to sleep, I want you to write down three things to accomplish the next day that will move your business forward. If the task is too long to be completed in one sitting, allot a certain amount of time on it, i.e. like work on my book for 30 minutes. In addition, I want you to make another list of the three things you need to do in order to keep your business rolling. Things like writing programs or answering materials, you know, the day-to-day stuff you gotta do. Awesome. That's folders and lists down. Now the third crucial time management strategy of highly wealthy fit pros is that they clear the calculator. You gotta stop trying to work on several problems at once. Focus is what leads to progress. And in order to focus, you need to, in the words of Dr. Maxwell Maltz, the author of Psycho-Cybernetics, you gotta clear the calculator and give yourself a clean slate. Multitasking is not a good thing. Our people have laser-like focus on the task at hand. One of my favorite little tricks is to write the title of whatever task I'm working on a piece of paper. Then, once finished, I just cross it out and write done beside it. Then I move on to the next. This sounds so silly, but this tiny action clears the previous task out of my head and allows me to fully concentrate on the next. Now, are you blown away by these three strategies? I expect you're not, and that's exactly the point. They're not fancy, but they work, and they work wonders. To help you implement them, I've put together two documents for you. One is a summary of the strategies, and the other is a worksheet for you to apply them to your own business. Please download both. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about referrals, because referred customers are the most valuable type of customer that there are. Not only do they convert faster, they also spend more with less price resistance. Few would argue on the importance of referrals, but in the thousands of fitness businesses that we've been fortunate to get an inside look into, a tiny, tiny fraction of them have any systemic process in place to foster them. You know what? We can do better. Tomorrow you'll learn that asking is not enough, and giving referral awards, quite frankly, is generally a pretty bad idea. then. In 2 days, I'm going to be following up the third video in the series, talking about the two biggest mistakes almost every well-intentioned, yet poor, Fit Pro makes with his or her pricing. So, that's all for today. But if you felt that this video was valuable, I'd be very grateful if you shared it, either by hitting one of the share buttons on this page, emailing it to a friend, or suggesting your colleagues register for this video course. In addition, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was in this video for you to write that in the comments below. So for now, I'm Jonathan Goodman, and I really hope you enjoyed today. I can't wait to share more with you tomorrow.